Are your kitchen and bathroom way overdue for a remodel? Well, I got the guy for you. Call John Sellers at First Response Contracting, 484-256-7136. Both residential and commercial services, and he's licensed and insured. Call him at 484-256-7136, First Response Contracting. Hello, this is Brad Wiseman, and you're listening to Real Estate and You, where... Well, I can tell this now that every month you're going to hear Justin and I talk about mortgages. Yippee. And May 20th is the next show. Today is April 29th, so May 20th you'll see us again and you'll hear from us again on this podcast. So, so that's what this is about, all about mortgages. So here we go. We'll talk about some mortgages and what's going on in this market that we have going on. What's up, Justin? How you doing? I don't want to bring up that you were really, really late, but I think I'll bring it up anyway.
I was early for a 2 o'clock.
Okay. That's good. You're what? Early for 2 o'clock?
Early for two o'clock.
Yeah, that's good. So, so what we wanted to talk about today is we are going to do this show every month. We now have it down as the third Thursday of every month. So when you want to hear about mortgages or update on mortgages, this is going to be the place to tune in at 1 o'clock on the third Thursday, which in May would be May 20th. So that's our little plug on when we're going to get things started for the monthly show.
That's good. So just real quick, please write in to Brad.
Yeah, his email. Absolutely.
If there's anything you want me to talk about.
Yes, please.
Anything you want to ask us. Yeah, just
any questions. Yeah. Or any topics. If there's a topic that you think we are not covering and that we should cover, then let us know and we'll look at that and we'll research it and come back to you with the best information that we can.
Yeah.
Okay. Sound good?
Yes.
All right. Perfect. Sounds good. So I wanted to first get into, you know, the normal question.
Sure.
What are rates doing?
Mm-hmm. Well, people were panicked. I mean, it did go from 2.75 to 3.
Oh, geez.
So we needed to board up our walls.
Well,
really cut costs.
Yeah, my wife and I got a bomb shelter, so we're good now. just in case.
It's, you know, I'm not going to pick on millennials, but you're spoiled.
Oh, okay. Okay.
You're absolutely spoiled because you have not seen rates above 5.
Oh, that's so true. So you're saying millennials have never seen the rates above 5?
Not to my knowledge.
Wow.
My first mortgage.
That's amazing.
Was 5.75, 5.75, and that was a good 15 years ago.
That's incredible. So, and I think we talked about this before. The highest that I've seen in my career is, I think, was 9%.
Yeah,
I think 9% was the highest that I saw. And I remember, you know, when they started dropping, I remember seeing it go to 7%, and we all were just going nuts.
Can you
thinking,
imagine?
Oh my gosh, if it ever gets to 6, just imagine what that's going to do to our business.
Try 2.75. I mean, it's
it's insane. It's almost like free money.
Yeah.
You know, it definitely is interesting. So the rates are still good.
Yeah, 3.25, 3.375. But again, you're talking about 10, 15, 20 at the most difference in payment. I'm not discounting, you know, $240 a year.
No, of
but,
course not.
You know.
Yeah, you can't discount anything. Depends on your budget.
But it's not life changing.
It's not.
So yeah, they're hovering well. Investment property still a little bit higher for some reason. The second homes and investment properties, and we'll get into that topic probably another day, but they're still half a point to three quarters of a point higher.
Well, it's more risk for the bank.
Sure.
I mean, anytime you talk about second home or investment property or whatever you're talking about, it's more risk. And when there's risk, they have to make it up by charging more in the interest rate.
Correct.
So it's not
job,
a bad
Brad.
Not a bad deal, right?
The brain's on Brad.
Yeah, the brain's on me, yeah. Sometimes when there's a mic in front of me, I sound smart, which is pretty amazing.
Or you sing well.
Oh, yeah, that doesn't happen often either. But so let me just talk that we discussed. We are going to do a show,
yep,
most of a show,
mm-hmm,
around second homes.
I think it's a good idea.
I think it's a really good idea. I think that's because we came up with it, so it has to be a good
correct
idea.
And investment. I think maybe we can fit both in, but I think I've been seeing a lot of younger buyers buying investment properties.
Great.
Before primaries.
And that's great. I mean, why not?
Listen, can you imagine having 2 or 3 properties under your belt at 19? I mean, that's 20.
I cannot.
I've got a guy. He's buying his second home. He's 20, not even.
Wow, that's incredible.
Awesome.
That's amazing. So that's cool. So let's dig into some other stuff that we talked about. One of the things with COVID now, kind of, I keep saying, I instead of it being in the rear view mirror, it's in the side view mirror.
We can see
so you know
it,
when you know when you're past and it's in the side. So we're seeing it yet, but it's not quite behind us.
Right.
The good thing is it's not in front of us anymore, COVID, hopefully, which is I think is good. So with that happening, what is the biggest issues you're seeing? I mean, are people coming back to work? Are people are the banks still really worried about, you know, are they getting laid off? Are they going to be furloughed? Are they going to be, you know, all these different things? What's happening in that arena?
Yeah. I mean, there was a lot of uncertainty with jobs and with, you know, people's work, you know, just finding it, getting it, keeping it. So we are seeing a rebound, but it's still, you know, your 2 years plus of consistent work history is going to win out. Not win out, but it's gonna be a lot easier to get you approved than an hourly employee that worked at, you know, Best Buy, then worked at, you know, Home Depot, you know, not just retailers, but even if it's a gauge personnel. So it's always gonna be the more consistent income, work experience, even if it's in the same trade.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
If you're, you know, if you're an electrician and work for ABC company and then transfer to XYZ, no big deal.
Yeah. So what if somebody is laid off or furloughed because of COVID or whatever it is, how long do they have to be back before we're okay?
3 months. I mean, it's
3 months,
but it depends, because if you're working in the same industry and you were just furloughed, then you just need, and you were hired back.
Mm-hmm.
We just need to see 2 pay stubs in a row.
Okay. Okay. So just 2 pay stubs, because that just shows, because basically they were furloughed for a reason.
It wasn't.
It wasn't, and it's not like the economy's tanking. It's just that they couldn't go, you know, or whatever. Some people just couldn't go to work.
The owner. Yeah. That's
true. Yeah. I mean, if you couldn't go to work, you're not getting a paycheck.
And it's not something you can do at home. Like, the majority.
Exactly. It's amazing.
Yeah.
So, okay. So let's go into now. Somebody has some. You have had a couple of my clients where they've had some credit issues, and I like to let people know that it's not the end of the world.
No, and it's common. I mean, listen, we're not perfect people. And sometimes it's, you know, you got to decide on, and I know it sounds cheesy, but you got to decide if you're going to pay your car payment or, you know, put food on the table.
Right.
So it's common. There's nothing to be embarrassed about. It's all in how you address it, really, you know, taking ownership of it. And my biggest concern is that people try to fix their credit before they're ready, or they'll try to buy a home before their credit is ready, or before they have the means to fix their credit.
Gotcha.
Because what I'm doing is I'm going to help you as much as I possibly can, but I can't go make your payments for you. I can't get that payoff letter you need.
And that's smart too, because you know there's always that balance between what does the bank say I can afford or I can do. I mean, the bank, the lenders will give you money, let's just say at a 590 score or 630 score, whatever it be, a score that's not optimal, they'll give you money, but your rate's going to be higher.
Yeah.
And so if you're really close to that gap, if you're 10 points away from getting that better rate that you're going to have for 30 years, it definitely makes sense to try and fix your credit by 10 points, right?
Oh my gosh, yes. Yeah, and in some cases it can save you
a lot of money.
Yeah, a lot of money.
Yeah.
And even think about that on refi. So if you're trying to fix your credit, in some instances, okay, your rates, your credit score is not that great, but you got to think about, even if you can consolidate so many other things at, say, let's just say it's 5% home interest rate, but you're consolidating 8, 9, 10, 12% of debt, give yourself that time to have one payment, which is your mortgage, and do debt consolidation. Then when you're ready to buy a home in a year, now you've got all your debt together, and you know, now you can go call a realtor and say, listen, this is all my debt is here in my house.
In one place. Yeah.
So, and it's might be a year payment out. You might come to me and say, I want to buy a house. I might say, let's get your debt in order, but it might take as crazy as it sounds, even if they want to move in 6 months to a year, that's plenty of time. We get it all together. We start making some quality payments. Your score is going to go up. You got all your debt in one place, and now you can buy a home.
Plus, the other thing that's a benefit when you do the refi like that, or when you do any kind of a home equity or something like that, that interest is tax deductible.
$1,000.
So, yeah, so that's the other benefit. And obviously your credit cards and your personal loans are not.
Yeah.
So it's a good thing to think about too.
So just real quick on what they do. All right. So, you know, I get a lot of...
When you say they, the credit people, the credit repair people, well, credit enhancement people.
Yeah, but what clients will do. So if they come to me and I see they're, you know, a little bit below or a lot of bit below, let me just preface this, but I've been in finances for almost 20 years and it took me all of 17 or 18 to find a quality credit specialist, which I finally found.
Yeah.
And I'm not going to plug her, but she's great.
Right.
And she follows through and she's busy because she's not just taking your money. She's going to try to save you money on monthly payments to her or whether you should, or whether she doesn't even need to help you. She can just coach you. So
that's great.
I'm going to do what I can internally by going through our credit service, Universal Credit. But again, if there's things that they can't help you with or you're not able to do them on your own, then we get involved a credit specialist who should be holding your hand. And that's why you pay them.
I know you have a couple of my clients that are talking to her. Mm-hmm. So it's cool. And I think I always want to let people know, buyers, anybody that's in the market that maybe doesn't qualify at this time, that you don't avoid or walk away from buying a house because of that. Just because you can't buy now doesn't mean you can never buy.
Yeah.
You know, I think it's really important that people have to understand that go now, go see a lender. I tell people this all the time. Go see a lender. Okay. You think you know your credit. You think you know that you're never going to be able to buy or you're in a terrible situation. Well, you know what? The only way you're going to be able to buy a house is to go see a lender and find out, what do I need to do to buy this house? What do I need to do to buy a house sometime? It might take you 3 years, but if you don't start today, and 3 years passes, you're now another 3 years away.
Yeah.
So I just think it's important that if you have the goal of buying a house at some point, talk to a lender, you know, talk to Justin here, and at least get on the right path. And there's buyers we've had like that it took them 6 months, 8 months, a year till they could purchase. But if they wouldn't have started and been guided the right way, they would still be in that same situation.
Well, that's the point, guided.
Guided, it's guided.
The mortgage loan officer, or even if you're talking to your bank, they should not be looking at a transaction. They should be looking at the complete relationship.
Yeah.
And I don't know if you're going to like it. Realtors too have to do a good job
because absolutely.
They can't just say, buy this house, get them approved.
Yep.
Early in my career, I bent a little to that and it's never a good situation because you're putting me in the position where I've got to try to approve somebody that's not ready.
Yeah,
you're going to be wasting your time because whether that lender approves you, ultimately, if they don't get approved in the end, now you look foolish because you have to go back to this.
Yep.
So
it's not worth it.
Agents need to relax a little bit, but that's why you trust your lender. You know, you choose a lender that you trust.
Absolutely.
It's going to give you that information straight.
I can't agree with that more. If the buyer's not really truly ready,
they're not ready.
There's no reason to push it. All it does is make everybody very uncomfortable. Yeah, in the end, very uncomfortable.
It is very uncomfortable.
Yeah, and you're right. There are realtors that do that, and I know what you're saying. So we're gonna wrap it up soon because we have stuff we can talk about. Since we're doing this every month, there's no reason to cram everything into one time. Looking at the whole thing, is COVID still a major issue in the mortgage world? Are you still seeing the effects of that yet?
The guidelines have loosened a little bit, but I mean we're gonna be in the middle of this till the last furlough and the last till you.
So it'll never be over, I don't think, completely. And that's why I think we have to just kind of get to the point where you go, okay, we're moving on now.
But it is, let me phrase this. So if you're W-2, good job, or even just consistent, it's all about consistency.
Consistency. So as long as you're consistent, you're fine.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
So it didn't really matter then at that point.
Correct.
Is there anything else you want to talk about before we end this show?
No, I just want to wish my BC girls good luck against Wilson.
I
pay taxes to Wilson, but my daughter plays for BC lacrosse.
So this is the last time Justin will be on, just so you know, because I am Wilson.
Well, my son goes to Wilson.
I'm just kidding. So Berks Catholic has a big game tonight.
Yeah, Wilson. I know a lot of the girls on Wilson, too. They're all
sweet girls.
So I'm excited. It should be fun if it doesn't rain.
That's cool, man. Really cool. So you're going to be back May 20th.
Yep.
And we're going to do it at 1 o'clock.
1 o'clock,
I think
not
so. 1:30. I'm not sure if I have that right or not because I was here. So we're going to do that at 1 o'clock on May 20th. Come back and listen to us. And thanks again for listening. We really appreciate it.
Thanks, guys.
Are your kitchen and bathroom remodels a little overdue? Well, now's your chance to call First Response Contracting. John Sellers will take care of you. 484-256-7136. They do residential and commercial, and they're licensed and insured. Give them a call at 484-256-7136.